Welcome into My Guys in the Desert. Danielle Avar here at the South Point Sportsbook with Tim Murray and Matt Youmans. Great pack show ahead of us. But first, some updates. Patrick Mahomes is progressing. He's still limited, but taking most of the first string snaps at practice. Obviously, they wouldn't be wasting their time with that. So, Tim Murray, any updates? Dr. Tim Murray?
This has been my favorite bit of the week, is that Matt asked me what percentage. I said, ask 75%. And then all week he's been proclaiming, Tim, you were on it. I'm like, what would you make the percentage? 75%.
So it's looking good.
It is looking good. I'm
not surprised. 90. Upgraded to 90.
Yeah, I would say I think we could get 90, 95% now. This is good to see. Look, and I know Matt has a ticket on the Chiefs at 2.5, but just as a football fan, I don't want to see Chad Henne in an AFC championship game. Now, Bills fans may disagree, but I want to see the best versus the best, and Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, two of the best quarterbacks in the game. I want to see those two quarterbacks go head-to-head. I don't want to see Chad Henne, or I don't want anything is possible on Sunday. I want the best of the best, and it looks like it's trending that way.
Matt, go ahead.
Henne given Sunday.
On Henne given Sunday, yes.
You know what? I bet the Chiefs minus 2.5. I obviously don't want Chad Henne to be the starting quarterback, but really, no. When you get to this level, you want a player like Patrick Mahomes playing in a game of this magnitude. I think it kind of cheats everybody if he's not. I disagree with what Colin Cowherd said on his show. Hey, if Mahomes is not ready to play, push the game back 3 days and wait till he's ready. No, that's not how it works. That's foolish. We don't even talk about nonsense like that. But I think there's a really good shot. Now, you would say, I'm going to say 90% that he's going to be on the field Sunday.
And
Dr.
you did
Matt
say
with a 90%.
When we played true or false earlier in the week, Matt, you did say that the Chiefs could beat the Bills without Patrick Mahomes, possibly. So they
possible,
could do it.
Yes.
Yeah, anything is possible. But something is definitely not
Set
happening
you up for
tonight.
That one.
The USC Stanford game has been postponed.
What?
Unbelievable.
Yes. I'm assuming you guys both had action on this one, but
yes.
COVID-19 issues within the USC program. What did you have on tonight's game that is no longer happening?
I had fight on.
Oh,
Trojans.
Really?
Ugh. So did Matt. Matt gave it out at the end of the show yesterday. Look at that face right now.
Very disappointing.
Zoom in on Matt's face. That is a upset, angry man. And I saw that tweet come across, Danielle. I was sitting with Jacob. We were sipping on some coffees, and I said, oh, man, is that the women's program? Nope, that's the men's program.
Mm-hmm.
And, both Matt and I got a pretty good number. This thing kept going up and up. There's some real issues with the Stanford program. It was starting to leak out yesterday, but Jeff Goodman came home with it. Their stud freshman, Zaire Williams, was going to be out. They've got a handful of other players out as well. And it was a good spot if you got USC early, and now the game won't happen.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday at 3:50 or so on this show that Stanford was going to be without two of its top three scorers, Zaire Williams and Dejon Davis. And at that point, you could bet USC minus 1.5 or 2,
wow,
which I did, which Tim did, and I know others did as well. We talked about that.
Got up to 5.5.
Actually, I saw a bunch of sixes on the board this morning, so we had the best number. But no game, and it's a refund. F that.
Okay. In other Pac-12 news, the Pac-12 fired their commissioner, Larry Scott, after 11 years. Matt Youmans, was this overdue?
Yeah, I think a lot of people wanted to see Larry Scott out maybe a couple of years ago. And hopefully the new commissioner can get the Pac-12 network on DirecTV or
Imagine.
Somewhere we can watch it. Because Larry Scott hasn't done much of anything to elevate the status of the Pac-12. And he's pretty much a buffoon for the past couple of years and his lack of leadership for that conference. The Conference of Champions, Danielle, deserves better than Larry Scott.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and I always joked, especially when I lived on the East Coast, if the game takes place on the Pac-12 network, does it really actually happen? Because nobody...
If a tree falls in a forest,
I could never watch it on the East Coast. And, I agree. Long overdue. And, now those really expensive office space in San Francisco, maybe they could go to a little less expensive place now for the Pac-12.
Was such a good investment. do you think this will make maybe Pac-12 football a little bit more relevant? Hopefully the next commissioner can accomplish that. Is that a good goal for them, or just the TV would be something?
One step at a time. You got to do both. Yeah. You have to do both, but you have to make the Pac-12 network more visible.
Yes, please. All right, stick with us. A lot more to talk about right here on My Guys in the Desert. Welcome into My Guys in the Desert. Danielle Alvari here at the South Point Sportsbook with Matt Youmans and Tim Murray. Joining us as our first guest in just a few moments, the original guy in the desert, the voice of the Las Vegas Raiders, Brent Musburger himself. We'll also hear from professional handicapper Kenny White later on. At the top of the next hour, of course, Derek Stevens and Mike Palm at the Circa. And we'll finish off the end of the next hour with Randy McKay.
All right, I've been given strict orders that we bring on Brent Musburger. Jacob, do we have the introduction for Brent? Can we fire that up? He's down at the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas.
Jackpot, baby! Vegas touchdown! Vegas touchdown! Jackpot!
There he is. Jackpot. Brent Musburger joins us today on My Guys in the Desert. Brent, I've been given strict instructions here. We're only going to talk horse racing, hockey, and hoops in this segment, and no football. All right.
That's so. How I like it. Oh, man. That's how I like it, okay?
So let's start with the NFC Championship game. It's just going to be a monster betting handle, Brent. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Bucks, Packers, Lambeau Field, noon on Sunday. This number is bouncing back and forth from 3 to 3.5, total of 51.5. How do you break down the NFC Championship game?
You know, it's a wonderful matchup. Just like you said, Matt, it's hard for me to believe, okay, that Tom Brady has a chance to play in his 10th Super Bowl. Let that sink in, okay? Won't be easy for him, right? You know, as an underdog going up to the icy north. There's a couple of things that I think point directly at Green Bay winning this game. And right now they're at that 3.5. A couple of things that every bettor should consider. Never, ever overlook either one of them. Rest is number one with a capital R. Rest, and the other one is weather with a capital W, okay? Now, what's interesting is that there were only two teams who earned byes going into last week, and both of them, the Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs, they advanced to the championship games. Now let's get down to weather, and we're talking about Green Bay. There is a massive snowstorm that is going to hit the Midwest. We don't know how much of it is going to arrive in Green Bay prior to the first game on Sunday afternoon, but snow was predicted, and the Weather Channel told me 71% chance that they will have snow, and the temperature will be below freezing all game long. Do not overlook this, okay? I know that Tom Brady has played in nasty weather, both at Michigan and certainly with the New England Patriots, but this is a Florida team, okay? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, in freezing weather, this is all time. They are 1-17. Now, it's easy to look beyond that because you say, hey, Brady can play in this. These are professional athletes. They can get it done. They beat Aaron Rodgers easily in that first game, week 6, down in Florida. Do not overlook this. One other stat concerning rest, all right? The last 4 years, the winners of Saturday's divisional playoff games have gone 6-2. I couldn't believe it when I went back and looked at this, 6-2, and I said, small sample, let me take this back further. So I went back 11 years, Matt and Tim. The Saturday winners have won the championship game 16 of the last 22 games. So do not overlook the fact that both Green Bay and Buffalo won on Saturday. That extra day's rest pays a dividend. So rest and weather. I have already bet Green Bay. I have bet them twice, and I will bet them again. I don't want to go into a teaser situation with them and I'll get to that a little bit later. But right now, I love the Green Bay Packers, rest and weather. And in that earlier matchup, you know, Aaron Rodgers has thrown only five touchdown passes all season long. Five, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Two of them came within four plays down in Tampa. Throw it out. Throw it out. That's not apt to be happening again. Devontae Adams was not 100% in that earlier game. He is going into this one. So, Matt, my best play of the weekend will be the Green Bay Packers to advance to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm on that as well, Brent. I've also got the Packers 7-1 to win the Super Bowl. 7-1 odds, bet that in November. I will say this, if Brent Musburger were covering the game this week at Lambeau Field, he would have a warm winter coat and a hat. He would be prepared for the elements. Brent, check out this photo we dug up from.
that was a rehearsal. That was a rehearsal. I didn't have my tie on. I should sue that photographer. I shouldn't be wearing an Atlanta Falcon cap prior to that playoff. You know what I'm saying?
I tell you what, Brent has been all over my house these past couple of weeks because my son loves cars, so we've been watching Cars 2, so we've got Brent there. And then sure. I was watching the Tiger documentary, Brent, and there you were calling the, what was that, the PGA amateur in the early
90s? Yeah, it was the amateur. It was before he became a pro. Yeah, that was down at the Players, the TPC course, and that's where I saw that the best recovery shot artist that I had ever seen was Tiger Woods. He drove the ball all over the place. And Matt, you know what it's like coming off behind the trees and everything, and you still get up on the greens and regulate. But, Tim, I got to tell you a great anecdote from that. During that period, I met Tiger's father, mm-hmm. Earl. And the reason why I met him is that he and I both like to close the evening off at the bar in the hotel, okay? So here was my buddy, all right? And Earl and I became drinking buddies, okay, as they closed the town. He was wonderful company. He was wonderful talking about Tiger as a young man. I'll never forget. We had a couple of whiskeys, and I said to him one night, I said, Earl, what can Tiger do? What can he become? And, of course, I was looking for some kind of a golf thing. He looked at me, and he went, Brent, he can become the president of the United States if he wants to. Okay? That was Earl. I loved Earl. I had some great nights with him. But, yeah, that was a fun tournament to cover. Yeah, but tell your sons, Cars was great. I really enjoyed it, okay? and I still get some residual checks. I enjoy that even more. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Well, so yeah, the Murray House, Brent, I think, is playing it every day. So I don't know if that works with the Disney Plus residuals there.
That's better than betting the Packers. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
hey Matt, yeah. I got to tell you guys, as you know, I tied for 99th in the Westgate Super Contest, okay? I'm very proud of that. I tied for 99. Would have been higher, except the Steelers couldn't play on a Tuesday, so they won on a Wednesday, and the Westgate threw that one out. Okay, so I tied for 99. I went over to collect yesterday. They said, come on down, get your check. $69.75. I'm a winner. You know what I mean, Matt?
Wow.
Cash and checks is what it's all about.
Just roll that over on the Packers this week.
Brent. I will.
Let it ride. Let it ride like on the riding, Packers. Baby. But hey, nice job finishing in the top 100. And you also won the Review Journal NFL Challenge, the Westgate Simulation Contest in the Las Vegas Review Journal. Where does that rank among your career accomplishments?
Listen, I just wish that you'd been in there with me. You know what I'm saying, man? The fact that I beat Dave Tooley and Hank Goldberg, that's a big thrill for me.
It's a feather in your cap.
But I knew where Tooley was going every week, wherever the underdogs are. You know, he was all over them, okay? That's my man, Dave Underdog.
Well, Brent, we obviously know you're on the Packers. Hopefully you grabbed it early this week. Got a three before we 3.5. Both Matt and I were able to grab that, too. It sounds like with that Saturday stat that you dropped on us, the 16 out of the last 22 winners in the championship games played on Saturday, you looking to take the points with the Bills come Sunday?
I try not to handicap too much the Kansas because I have a bias, okay? But I see them all the time, mm-hmm. and I see how good Patrick Mahomes is, Tim. And I did look back at rematches also. That was another thing that teams that play in a regular season meet in the championship games. And we've had nine championship game rematches according to my research, over the last 7 years, okay? The winner of that first game has won 7 of 9 times. Now, obviously, that points to Tampa mm-hmm. and Kansas City, but I've already told you why I'm overlooking Tampa next week. I don't want to overlook the Chiefs. I may just watch and enjoy this game. I know the nerve problem that affected Mahomes, and I know he's taking most of the snaps. He's still in concussion protocol. I think we all think he's going to play. I don't know anybody who thinks he's going to be out of the game. But there was something else in that game that bothered me, and you guys are well aware of this, because he was limping mm-hmm. with that injured toe that they talked about, Jim Nance talked about on the broadcast. And in every big game that I can remember, and that includes some close games against the Raiders, he runs for big yardage. The underrated part of Mahomes' superstardom is his running ability. He is tremendous out of that pocket. When it breaks down and you can't get an open receiver, Mahomes will take it for not just 4, 5, or 6 yards. He'll take it for 30 yards down a sideline. That bothers me a little bit about so what I want to do with that game, Tim, and I'm not sure exactly, but I do want to take the Bills in a teaser, okay? I do want to take them up to that 9 or 9.5. I'm going to wait. And then I'm going to take the over-under, which here at Circa, I think, sits behind me at 54. I'm going to take over 48 in that game, okay? I'm going to take a two-parter. I don't want to wade into the Bills with just a field goal, because I still have got great respect for what the Chiefs can do as a team. But I'm willing to play the 9 in that situation and make the Chiefs try. The Chiefs haven't been blowing teams out. I think everybody – it's a great team. Okay, it's a great team. Don't get me wrong. They're still favored to win the Super Bowl. But I'm just a little hesitant because of the toe injury more than I am the nerve in the neck. Clearly, he's overcome that nerve because he's taken the snaps with the first team the last couple of days. So he's out there. Most guys, if they're in full concussion protocol, they're not even practicing. That's not the case with Mahomes. But I am – and also, I have to tell you, the Ravens moved inside the 30-yard line at least a half dozen times, and maybe more, and they couldn't close. And the one thing I know about the Bills' defense, because the Raiders play, their two safeties are as good as I've seen all year. Hyde and Poyer are really good back there at the back end, and you've got White over there at that one corner who's an all-pro. So it isn't like the Bills don't have talent on that other side of the ball. Josh Allen is probably be chilly in Kansas City. It normally is this time of year. Josh, having played in a city that it's cold in the middle of July, and that's Laramie, Wyoming, he's going to be able to handle the weather. So I'm hesitant to go all in on the AFC game, Tim. If that makes any sense to you, but it's because of the toe, and not because of the concussion protocol, that has me bothered mm-hmm. about what the Chiefs may be able to accomplish in this game.
So is it fair to say, you know, the McRib special is 1-0 from Brent, the teaser McRib special. Is it fair to say, Brent, we're going in on the McRib special here, Bills plus 9 over 48?
Yeah, I'll do that. Let's do that as the McRib special. Hey, Maddie, uh-huh. Maddie, are they still selling McRib at McDonald's? I don't...
Brent, okay. I had one right before the show today, so yes.
Oh, good, yes, good. That's my man.
Typically, if I eat a McRib before the show, I'm in a much better mood, so I try to do that every day and make a habit of that. So, Brent, on that teaser with the Bills, have you thought about waiting to see if this number goes up to 4 yes, to tease no, the Bills up to 10?
Yeah. I will wait. Yeah. I would much
All right, the satellite feed went down again. Somebody shot down the satellite.
Say, he did say he will wait. I think it's the people at Circa didn't want Brent giving out more McRib specials.
No, but I think if you're going to play that teaser on the Bills,
wait.
If you're not going to play a 7-point teaser, if you're playing a 6-pointer, see if that number 4 pops by Sunday, which there's a decent chance it will. You could tease the Bills up to plus 10, mm-hmm. tease that total down. Tim, I do think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Both these defenses are going to be challenged to get stops, so I agree with that part. I would look over the total, I think. even though I didn't bet it for the record. I didn't bet the total. But I think there's a pretty good chance you're going to see a high-scoring game between the Bills and the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. I certainly.
If it's Chad Henne, that might be a different story.
You're right. Yeah. And, you know, this would be. Yeah, you're looking at the total. I think it opened, Matt, around 56. So it's come down a little bit. But, yeah, I certainly wouldn't disagree with that, the McRib special from Brent there. If you can wait and the Bills do get to, do you think the Bills ultimately get to four? It opened four during the game on during the Chiefs game before the injury. Westgate opened Chiefs minus four, and then when the injury happened, we've had it, you know, move back. Do you think it gets back to four?
I think there's a decent chance it will, because there's gonna be a lot of positive news about Patrick Mahomes over the next few days, and then Sunday, that's the late game. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times you see the favorites get bet up on Sunday nights, and I wouldn't be surprised if it does go up to four. Johnny Avello at DraftKings said it was going higher. He said five or even higher than that. I'm not sure if that's going to be the case. There's so much public betting support for the Buffalo Bills out there, yeah, that you're going to have strong two-way on both of these games on Sunday. The Bills, 11-1 straight up in their past 12, 9-1 against the spread in their past 10. The one loss in their past 12 Colts games on a Hail Mary.
Oh, yeah, the loss.
Yeah, the one loss on a Hail Mary at Arizona. All right, quick break here on My Guys in the Desert. We're going to try to bring Brent Musburger back after the break. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
I'm Danielle Avari. It's Pegasus World Cup Week, and First Bet is giving new and existing customers a $20 risk-free bet to celebrate the first major horse racing event of the year. Register at first.com/bet/Vegas and place a win bet. If your horse doesn't win, you get your money back up to $20. If you're a horse racing fan, First Bet is the place for you. With wagering on races at over 300 tracks and AI-assisted picks, it is the easiest way to bet on your favorite sport with secure payments, attentive customer service, and a reliable website. Sign up using the promo code Vegas100 today, and new customers get up to a $100 match bonus on your first deposit. Visit first.com/bet/Vegas for details. That's st.com/bet/Vegas. Promo code Vegas100. Now back to My Guys in the Desert with Matt Humans and Tim Murray.
Danielle, check out this photo. How cool was this cat back in the day? Can we throw it up one
Stylin'.
More time?
Stylin'. Huh? Does he still have that coat?
Where can we find an Atlanta Falcons hat like that? I want one of those Falcons hats. All right. He's back with us. Brent Musburger at the Circus Sportsbook downtown. All right, Brent, when we lost you there for a second, you're gonna bet the Packers and you're going to tease the Bills and the over, right?
Yeah. You know, while I was away, I did a little more research.
And, okay.
You can't go into a Super Bowl without Steve Mackinnon's Point Spread Weekly, and I know that you write for it every week. And what's very interesting is how many unders show up in the AFC Championship, okay, compared to the NFC. So, in other words, now, having said that, my new McRib special is the Bills plus 9. And, yes, I will wait. That was very good advice. I will wait and hope to get him to plus 10 when it hits that 4. I would love to get to 10. But I'm going to take that 54 over under. I'm going to tease it up to 60, and I'm going to go under 60. The McRib special, Bills plus 9 or 10 and under 60, and hope that as these positive reports come out about Mahomes every day, that over-under may even ratchet up another half point or a point. I'm going to take it up, and thanks to Steve Mackinnon, okay, I am going to take the under. So I'm going to raise that 6 points over there. Now, the other note from Steve, and this probably speaks to the Packers as much as anything, the outright winner has covered the point spread in all but five of the last 38 conference championship games. The most recent team to fail to do that was New England 3 years ago when it held off Jacksonville 24-20 as a 7.5-point favorite. So in other words, the championship game, the team that's pulling away, usually covers the point spread. Keep that in mind. You may want to just avoid the teasers altogether and just go with the number, if you know what I mean, guys.
Yeah, there's several trends that Steve Mackinnon put in there this week in Point Spread Weekly. I read all of those as well. So Brent calls an audible on his teaser. He's going to go under the 60 instead of over. And if that was the wrong move, Brent, you can blame Steve Mackinnon on Monday. hey, last couple minutes, quick thoughts on what you've seen here with the NFL coaching carousel and some of the hires that have been made today. The Eagles fill their vacancy. No job for Eric Bieniemy of the Chiefs.
Yeah, you know, first of all, there's several of these coaches I honestly don't know. Normally I've been around them, or at least I know who they are. The fella that took the Lions job, I guess he'd been the tight end coach, was he, down in New Orleans? Mm-hmm. He wins the award for the most entertaining press conference. Now, you know, can play that soundbite.
We have that.
Over
yeah.
and over. Yeah, listen, Eric Bieniemy, I have covered him a lot as a player, obviously, back in his collegiate days. I feel badly for him. I do think that what works against him is being coaching a team that's still alive in the playoffs, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
It's hard for those fellas to go around and get the full course of the interviews. I know they had a week where you could talk to Eric, and he has become a controversial figure down with Houston, where Deshaun Watson is very upset that he wasn't on the original list. And maybe that probably is the only job still open, Matt. You'll have to check me on that.
Yeah,
but
it is.
You know, maybe it's possible that they get together and gave Bieniemy a shot down there. He certainly he deserves his chance. I think all of us who follow NFL football believe that. He's done a very good job. He has learned at the knee of Andy Reid, and that's a good way to become a head coach, is be an assistant under Andy, guys.
Brent, the New York Post is really pushing for the Jets to trade for Deshaun Watson. We'll see if Eric Bieniemy can land that job in Houston with the Texans. A lot of stuff to happen here in the offseason. Brent, thanks for joining us today. Much appreciated.
Nice, you got it, guys.
That's Brent Musburger.
Don't forget the McRib special, the Bills, and under 60, baby.
All right, let's hit that Sunday. Sounds good to me.
And I'm Danielle Avari. You can become a VSiN All Access member today and get all of our expert VSiN betting analysis for NFL Conference Championship Weekend and every sport in action for less than $22 per month. Receive daily emails with our best bets from guests and hosts, 24/7 video access, and our Point Spread weekly betting guides. It's everything you need to increase your sports betting IQ. Start your free trial right now at VSiN.com/subscribe. Now back to My Guys in the Desert with Matt Eumanns and Tim Murray.
Danielle, did you bet the Nets game last night? No action?
No, I had a different game going that did not pan out for me. I had the Celtics game. Did not pan out for me.
Oh, yeah. So there were some people upset with the result of the Celtics game last night.
JVT was on the Celtics.
Yeah, JVT took the points, I think five.
Plus five, yeah, that's what I had.
And the Celtics got outscored by 14 in the fourth quarter last night to go down 117-109.
Yeah.
Now these games can change in the blink of an eye. The Nets-Cavs. I watched a lot of this game last night at Danielle's favorite bar, Tailgate Social, down at Palace Station. And it looked like the Nets were going to lose in regulation. They rallied, forced overtime. It looked like they were going to win in overtime and double overtime. They fall 147-135. This is the cover of the New York Post today. Three fallen, and it's Kyrie returns, but the defense vanishes. And double overtime loss. Brooklyn goes down to the Cleveland Cavaliers by 12 and 2 OT. So KD, James Harden, and Kyrie go down to the Cavs last night. Tim, what do you make of that?
As big dogs, too.
Ten and a half. Nets were 10.5 on
Cavs
the road. Yeah.
Take it and give props to JVT when he was on yesterday. He felt like it was too many points. And this is something that a lot of people have pointed out. They are going to struggle mightily defensively. They'll be able to score. And, you look at Joe Harris and what he can do. Didn't shoot really all that well yesterday. Just attempted 7 threes and went 2 for 7. The interesting thing is, James Harden only had 14 shots last night compared to Kevin Durant, 25, and Kyrie with 28. So this really is going to be fascinating to look at. And I was surprised to see them lose. I didn't play this game, but I probably would have taken the points with the Cavaliers. And you have to wonder, Matt, especially with their struggles defensively, if this might be a spot to fade the Nets early, because you know the market's going to want to bet on them. And they're going to be overinflated, I feel like, in a lot of games. So this could be a spot. And overs with the Nets now 11-5 hitting the over. They hit the over against the Bucks earlier this week. Obviously last night sails over because of double overtime. So yeah, something to keep an eye on, because the Nets are just really poor defensively. So look at those totals moving forward.
135 points for the Nets in two overtimes, only 10 points from the bench, and a lot of minutes played by the starters last night. Harden played 51, Kyrie 48, Durant played 50, so that might be something to think about the next game, too, when the Nets go out. If these guys are going to play heavy minutes like that.
They'll play the Cavaliers again tomorrow at 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern.
Revenge spot. Get even with the Cavs. The Nets were minus 10.5 and minus 550 last night in that loss. A nice return if you took the Cavs, plus 425, but you had to sweat that out. That was not easy to get there in two OTs. Let's take a look at the college basketball board. Tim and I already ticked off today.
Yes.
We were ticked off last night because Clemson was a no-show against Georgia Tech. That was a loser for us, and that was not close. But today we had a pretty good bet in pocket. USC minus 2 over Stanford. Made that bet yesterday with news that Stanford's Zaire Williams, star freshman, Dejon Davis, point guard, two of the top three scorers were going to be out for Stanford. That was good info. Mm-hmm. We had about 4 points, the best of it. This number was up to 5.5 or 6. Tim, USC Stanford postponed today. Yeah. It's not going to be played, and you get a refund. Looked like you were probably going to have a winner. No guarantees, but we felt good about the bet. When you get that much, the best of the number, and we get a refund instead. That's the way things have gone the past couple weeks.
Yeah, and it's been, especially in college football, I felt like every time you and I would give out a play, we'd get some COVID news. The game would still be played, but majority of the players would be out for our side of the play. Felt like we had a good spot. We did. But that's the way the cookie has been crumbling so far in college basketball. And, yeah, the Clemson play last night was – I don't know what to think of this Clemson team right now, Matt. You know, over the weekend, UVA puts up 85 on them at Little John. And I felt okay. I actually felt better about UVA. Thought it was a bounce-back spot. And then, Matt, they go out and give up 83 to a team that had not played in over 2 weeks in Georgia Tech. The Rambling Wreck win 83-65. Clemson went off as a 2-point favorite. Both you and I were on that play, and I'm a bit befuddled by this Clemson team after these last two games.
Clemson's a top 10 team in Ken Pom's defensive efficiency.
They were number one, Matt, going into the UVA game. Number one.
Gave up 85 points to Virginia, 83 last night to Georgia Tech. Good luck handicapping that. The Clemson defense disappears. We take a loss on that game last night. Not close. What Georgia Tech have? 44 points at the
44.
Half. 44. And Clemson bet from the circa opener of Georgia Tech minus one to a close of Clemson minus two. Wrong move. We take an 18-point loss in that game. We have one game in the books today. San Jose State and New Mexico in the Mountain West obviously met in St. George, Utah.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Why not? The Spartans and Lobos met up on the Nevada-Utah border today. The Lobos, 8-point favorites. and total of 145. This game under. Stays under, and the favorite gets to cover, New Mexico 67-51.
Well, don't forget about Matt. Buffalo and Eastern Michigan also played today, and Buffalo, as a 10.5-point favorite, won that game by 15. So a couple college hoop games in the books. The total of 151 goes over.
A Mac a little game maction. Flies over. Okay, so we'll talk more college hoops, obviously, with Kenny White in the next segment. I want to get back to the best game in the NBA tonight, and it's Lakers-Bucks, Tim. It's interesting that the Lakers are two-point dogs in this game. I know some pretty sharp bettors who like the Lakers in this game. I thought this number might actually flip to Lakers being the favorites, but that's not the case. Total of 228.5 tonight.
Yeah, both teams coming off a loss. The Lakers blowing that 19-point lead to the Warriors on Monday night. And then the Bucks, they lost 125-123 last time out. So I imagine both these teams will be pretty excited for this game. Game starting in, about 2 hours? Getting the Lakers at plus money on the money line, you don't get that very often, man.
That's a 4:35 tip-off time. You're right. So about 2 hours from now, Lakers and Bucks in Milwaukee tonight. Quick break here on My Guys in the Desert. We come back. It's going to be Kenny White as we handicap some more college hoops and hopefully find some winners on tonight's card.
And I'm Danielle Avari. If you're in Vegas this weekend, Tailgate Social at Palace Station is the perfect place to watch all the playoff action. With 30 TVs, you'll have a great seat for every game and get great deals, including 50-cent chicken wings, $3 domestic draft beer, and $3 house shots. Don't forget to tell them Beeson sent you for a free appetizer with the purchase of an entree. Make your reservations for Tailgate Social at Palace Station today at tailgatesociallv.com. Now back to My Guys in the Desert with Matt Humans and Tim Murray.
All right, what a lineup here in the first hour. Brent Musburger and Kenny White. And Kenny joins us every Thursday since the start of the college football season. Kenny, we're talking college hoops now. And we got a few games to go over tonight. Pretty good college hoops board. I'm going to start with the team that's been relatively disappointing, and that's Memphis. Penny Hardaway's team is a 3.5-point home favorite over Wichita State. Interesting matchup. Not the high-profile game it was last year between these two teams. But again, it's the Shockers and the Tigers of Memphis winning 3.5 at home, total of 137.5.
Yeah, you're right. Memphis has been very disappointing, especially for me. They're 2-9 ATS this year, and I won the first game out of the box against St. Mary's.
Yep.
When I rated this team out, I thought, wow, they've got a chance to be a really good basketball team. They need to gel. They bring in, you know, a transfer from Virginia Tech, Landers Nolley, who averaged 15.5 there, and another guy I knew they were going to get, DeAndre Williams, in at one point, and he's been in the lineup now, played four games. He's another guy that averaged 15 at Evansville. Those two guys can score, but that's been the problem for Memphis this year. They haven't been able to score. Their defense is top notch. They're 11th in the country, and the freshman Musa Cisse has been a great rim protector, but they play this team just plays great team defense. I think they've just had a little bit of an unfortunate scheduling and maybe a bad matchup. They must not match up well with Tulsa. They lost by 40 to Tulsa last year. And when they were playing them the first time, I said, oh, this is a great spot for Memphis. He lost by 40 last year. Well, Tulsa took them out again. They beat them by 7. I lose that game. And I thought, well, the next time around, they got to get Tulsa again, but they were off 19 days. So that 19 days hurts teams, especially when you're having a little bit of problem on the offensive end. Defense doesn't bother, but they played a low scoring game against Tulsa. They came up short, lost by one. This has got to be a game that I think you're going to see Memphis put out their best effort. I think their offense will be better tonight. And I think they'll play well. You know, Wichita has played well. I thought they were going to be down a little bit because Greg Marshall's teams, I think he had 6 or 7 straight years his team was in the top 20. And they slipped the last couple of years because of recruiting violations. And then obviously he has to walk away from the program in November. So wasn't sure if Isaac Brown was going to be able to pull this team together. He's done a nice job. But I tell you, I think where the advantage is at, Memphis's number one offensive skill is offensive rebounds. And one of the worst things Wichita does is keeping the opponent off the offensive glass. So I think Memphis is going to clean up on the glass tonight. They'll win the rebounding battle, and they'll score a lot of easy baskets inside because that's what they do.
Talking to Kenny White, he joins us each and every Thursday here on My Guys in the Desert at KWhiteyVegas on Twitter. Well, Kenny, both Matt and I laid a short number with USC. That number goes up to 5.5, 6, and that game has been canceled. So we're not thrilled about that. We're looking for something else. Tickets cash on the same way on each and every game. So how about we head to the Big Sky, Eastern Washington, known best maybe for their red football field, but they're at Northern Colorado tonight. So what do you got, Eagles and Bears this evening?
Now, this was the conference champs from last year, Eastern Washington, 16-4. And in this conference, the team who usually wins the conference tournament. I think they've won it maybe 8 straight years, or a pretty good run of teams that do well in the regular season, because that's their conference tournament is shaped that way, where you only have to play 2 games. Very few losses. They did lose their big guy, Pete Ling, the center, but everybody else is back. They're coming off of a loss, and they're coming off, I think, a bad loss to Southern Utah. But see, that's the back-to-back deal. When you play these teams, you were disinterested. So this is the champs, the conference champs. They're 5th right now, and they're looking up at 4 teams. They're 5-2 ATS this year. They're covering spreads, and they're a really solid. One of the things they do is they knock down free throws, and I think that could come very important in tonight's game, late in the game. They're going to have the lead. The other team's going to be fouling. You're going to be knocking down free throws. Maybe it might not even come to that, because I've got Eastern Washington 7 points better than Northern Colorado, and I just think they're going to be a hungry team coming off of a loss. So Eastern Washington tonight for me.
751, 752 rotation number there with Eastern Washington laying 3 at Northern Colorado. One of the more head-scratching teams, I would say. Their resume has been bizarre, Kenny. San Francisco, they opened the year with a loss to UMass Lowell. Then they beat Virginia. They have a loss against Cal. They're so up and down. They're 9-7 right now. The Dons are visiting Santa Clara tonight. They're laying 4 or 3.5, depending on where you look, 771, 772 rotation-wise. But you like the total in this one.
Yeah, I do. Santa Clara, Herb Sendek, his team is just pushing the pace. Very quick on offense. San Francisco should be able to play that same type of place. Todd Golden does like to run a little bit. So I think you'll see a better pace out of San Francisco tonight. Santa Clara has gone over 4 their last 5. And again, it's been all pace. Their offense defense numbers are kind of skewed a little bit, I think. 249 on offense and 52nd on defense. I think they're a far better offensive team than what those numbers showed, and that's because of the schedule they played and the teams they played. You know, adjusting sometimes is tough, but San Diego has got a very solid defense. Pacific, St. Mary's, USC, and Colorado State, their last 5 games were against really good defensive basketball teams. Now they're up against the San Francisco team that's a rather average defensive team. So yeah, up tempo here tonight. That trend continues for the overs with Santa Clara. I thought it was a cheap number.
All right, Kenny, I'm going to throw 2 more games at you here quickly. Indiana and Iowa in the Big Ten, and the Hawkeyes 10-point home favorites, total of 150 or 150.5. Looks like it's going to be a fast-paced game. The Hoosiers have had trouble offensively. They need to knock down some threes to stay in this game tonight. I don't think you played this one, right?
No, I didn't. I've been asked about it by several people. I think maybe it's a correlated parlay. Either way, if you like Indiana, I think you lay the or if you like Indiana, you take the points and you go under because they got to slow this thing down and use their defense as the strength. If you like Iowa, you lay the points and you parlay it to the over. So it's definitely correlated one way or the other.
All right, let's look at Arizona, Arizona State, Sun Devils. Starting to get a little healthier here, but they're home dogs catching 2.5 to Sean Miller's team in Tempe tonight. So Arizona minus 2.5, total of another high total here, 154.
Yeah, well, maybe the football team has been barking at the basketball team saying, hey, you need to get some revenge back for us. did you see that football score? It looked like a basketball score. So that happens every once in a while that, you know, these teams will make up for another's big loss. Arizona's the better basketball team. I thought it was looking at the numbers. I wanted to play the game over, but then last year's two games kind of scared me. And anytime you get a rivalry, it scares me. But both teams are better on the offense. Defensive end than they are on the defensive end. Remy Martin back now for Arizona State's going to help them, but they just haven't played well. I don't know if it's the two freshmen in the starting lineup haven't mixed with Remy Martin, but they haven't played well. Arizona is playing better basketball, and I think they get the win here tonight.
Yeah, Arizona State's been a really disappointing team this season. We talked about Memphis being a flop, and so far the Sun Devils have too. KennyWhiteSports.com. Kenny, always appreciate your presence here on Thursdays. Good luck this weekend and tonight.
Yeah, hey, thanks. Thanks for having me, guys. It's going to be a fun weekend. Two great football games on Sunday. Enjoy the games.
Digger Phelps did that one time.
What's that?
Kenny mentioning that the sometimes the basketball team will get revenge for the football team. End of the Jerry Faust era was, I think, Notre Dame losing to Miami 58-0. And Digger Phelps ran up the score on the Miami basketball team, won 126-73.
Okay.
So we'll see. Maybe the Arizona basketball team will take it out on the Sun Devils tonight.
Did you just have to look up that basketball score?
I did.
Okay.
I remember. I knew I had to get the specifics. I knew that Digger Phelps, that was part of the Catholics versus Convicts 30 for
That's
30.
Right. Yeah. I didn't know if, as an Irish fan, you walked around every day thinking, remember that 126-73 route of the Miami
Digger Hurricanes? Digger took it out on the Canes, yeah.
Let's take a look at our college basketball futures that we have. I had a question on Twitter yesterday. What futures have you bet? So here you go. I've got six of them. Villanova 15-1. I waited for that number to hit the 15. I was not going to bet single digits. And Tim, I think you bet Villanova just what last week at 16-1.
Yeah, right? At Circa, I got Villanova 16-1 just before the Seton Hall game. Haven't looked at where it is now. I don't know if it adjusted after their win over Seton Hall, but I wanted to play it, Matt, as late as possible, coming off the COVID return. Uh-huh. And you and I both have made our love affair known of Villanova. We really like this team, and I like Villanova. Played Virginia just the other day at the Westgate Superbook at 30-1, and
still 30-1 today.
And the Creighton 60-1, not feeling so great. They were full strength last night and lost to Providence at home. Pretty ugly loss to Providence with Zagorowski coming back, but still a decent price on Creighton, who, believe it or not, 30-1 at Westgate, 47-1 at Circa currently.
I believe it, because if you shop around, you'll see vastly different prices at a lot of these books on the College Hoops futures. Back to my list quickly, Villanova 15-1, also Texas at 25-1, played that a few weeks ago. Kansas at 30-1, Michigan 30-1, Virginia 30-1, played yesterday. It's still there. Mm-hmm. Virginia is starting to get better, which you would expect from a Tony Bennett team. And Clemson won 10-1. I have buyer's remorse on Kansas.
That Michigan ticket, though, whew, that ticket looks better and better, I feel like, outside of the Minnesota game. But Michigan 30-1 looks better and better every day.
Yeah, I like the Michigan ticket.
Yeah.
I could get back the Clemson ticket now. In fact, I checked today, and it's now 200-1.
You go on the street corner. I got 110-1 here.
Prop swap. Anybody want to buy it for a dollar? All right, take a quick break. My guys in the desert loaded hour number two on deck.